今天早上我们要一起来学习的题目是合乎敬虔的聚会。
And this morning our topic for mission encouragement is having service with godliness.
几个礼拜前、小弟有机会、一起跟教会的同龄、访问了一位、来过我们教会聚会一次 的一个慕道朋友。
A couple of weeks ago, I had the opportunity to visit a truth-seeking friend who has been to our church just once.
那我们就问他说，哎，请问对真耶稣教会的聚会有什么一个感想啊？还有什么问题？
And so we got to ask this person, what are your thoughts and questions about the service held at True Jesus Church?
哦，那这位女士，哦，她是女士哈，她就说，我觉得你们教会聚会好久。
And this is a lady, and she said, I feel like your services are very long.
哦，那这是她的分享。那我想想，哎，真的，我们如果从信主啊，如果从小信主，我们一生真的花了很多的时间在聚会。
And I thought about it, if we believed as children, we do spend a lot of our lifetime in service.
那花了这么多的时间在聚会呢，是否值得？
And is it worthwhile to spend this much time during service?
好，花了这么多的时间在聚会，我们是否有得到造就？
And after spending this much time in service, have we received edification?
好，我想这跟我们聚会是否是敬虔啊，有一个啊绝对的关系。
And I believe this has an absolute relationship with whether or not our services are of godliness.
好，我们来看提摩太前书。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
好，提摩太前后书是我们最近在阅读的的书信。
And we've been recently reading First and Second Timothy.
好，那提摩太前后书呢，它算是教牧书信。
And these are considered pastoral letters.
也就是保罗在勉励年轻的传道工人提摩太如何来带领教会。
And these are letters written by Paul to encourage the young minister Timothy on how to lead a church.
也是在提醒他在教会里面应有的一个敬虔以及聚会的顺序。
And he also reminds Timothy the type of godliness we need to hold in our services and the order we need to have in our services.
所以从提摩太前书的第二章里面，他有讲到关于一个聚会的一个敬虔的聚会。
In 1 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about a type of godly service.
它主要是分成三个部分。
And it divides into three sections.
关于我们的祷告。
And refers one to our prayer.
关于我们的讲道。
And one to our speaking.
好，第三个部分，关于聚会的人，弟兄姐妹。
And thirdly, regarding the congregation that holds the service.
当这个三个部分照着这边的勉励来做，那我们就能够有一个合乎敬虔的聚会。
And if all three aspects are according to the Bible, then we can hold a godly service.
好，我们先来把它读一次哈，总共就是十五节。
Let us read this through once or 15 verses.
好，我们中文、英文都可以一起来读。
We can read our own languages.
好，提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求。祝谢第二节
Verse 2,
为君王和一切在位的也该如此使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日三节
Verse 3,
这是好的在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳四
Verse 4,
他愿意万人得救明白真道五因为只有一位神在神和人中间只有一位中保乃是降世为人的基督耶稣六他舍自己做万人的赎价到了时候这事必证明出来七我为此奉派做传道的做使徒做外邦人的师父教导他们相信学习真道我说的是真话并不是谎言第八
Verse 8,
我愿男人无愤怒无争论举起圣洁的手随处祷告九又愿女人廉耻自守 以正派衣裳为装饰，不以编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。十，只要有善行，这才与自称是敬神的女人相宜。十一，女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。十二，我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人，只要沉静。十三，因为先造的是亚当，后造的是夏娃。十四，且不是亚当被引诱，乃是女人被引诱陷在罪里。十五，然而女人若长存信心、爱心，又圣洁自守，就必在生产上得救。阿们。好，这是提摩太前书第二章啊，里面讲到了啊，我们聚会的祷告、讲道，好，以及弟兄姐妹应尽的本分。
And this is Second Timothy or First Timothy chapter 2 telling us about the manner of which we should hold our service and the manner that the congregation should behave.
好，首先他讲到了我们的祷告。
And first, we talked about our prayers.
好，我们每次聚会都一定会先祷告啊。
Every time we begin our service, we begin with a prayer.
那我们在祷告什么呢？
What are you praying for?
好，我们常常可能我们都会讲说，我们为我们的聚会祷告。
We often say that we'll pray for our service.
那常常在我们祷告当中，我们也为我们自己、我们的家人、为我们现在所面对到的问题祷告。
And in our prayer, we often pray for ourselves, our family, and our problems that we face.
好，但是在这边他。保罗勉励我们说，第一，我们要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢。
And there, and Paul here encourages them that first we need to pray for men everywhere.
这是一个祷告的方向。
This is a direction, of prayer.
哦，常常我们自己在祷告都是从自己开始。
When we pray, we often start with ourselves.
哦，从我为自己祷告，为自己的家人祷告。那如果还有时间为教会的同龄们代祷。
And first we start with ourselves, we pray for ourselves, then we pray for our family, and if we have time, we'll pray for our brethren at church.
好，但是保罗这边勉励我们。
But here Paul encourages us.
第一。
He said, first of all,
先为万人代祷告代求。
That the supplications be made for all men.
好，这是我们不只是个人，乃是一个教会的责任。
And it is not just an individual responsibility, but one for the whole church.
要为世界的人来祷告。
To pray for men all over the world.
哦，其实这个从旧约一直以来就是神的旨意。
And this has been God's will from the time of Old Testament.
哦，所以在第三节这边说，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳。
And therefore, in verse 3, it tells us, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior."
今天神拣选了我们，把这个救恩、把这个福音、把这个福气赐给我们。
Today God has chosen us and given us this grace and salvation.
但是不是说这个福气只是要给我们。
But it is not meant for only us.
神当时候拣选了亚伯拉罕。
At the time God chose Abraham.
当然他是爱亚伯拉罕。
Of course he loved Abraham.
甚至爱亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And he loved the descendants of Abraham.
但是更重要的是神爱世上的人。
But more importantly, God loved men in the world.
所有的人都是神所创造的。
Every single person was created by God.
那神也爱世界的每一个人。
And therefore, God loves everyone in the
world. 所以当时候神拣选亚伯拉罕的时候，就是要让万国万民因亚伯拉罕来得福。
When God chose Abraham, it is so that all nations and all people can be blessed through him.
好，所以今天其实神拣选了我们，建立了真耶稣教会。
Today, God has chosen us and established the true Jesus Church.
这个救恩不是只是说我要爱真耶稣教会里面的人，我只要把福气赐给你们。
And the salvation is not only for the members of the true Jesus Church and not spread out.
以一个教会，神要让世界全万人因真耶稣教会来得福。
And through this church, God wants all men in the world to be blessed.
这是神的旨意。
And this is God's will.
所以我们在祷告的时候，我们要以神的旨意来祷告。
When we pray, we need to pray in accordance to God's will.
这是可蒙神的悦纳，我们要先为万人祷告。
And this is accepting in the sight of God that we pray for all men.
好，那这样子，有时候你会发现说，你为自己祷告，你为自己祷告，自己的问题很多啊，你都讲不完啊。
Sometimes you may find that I'm praying for myself first and I have so many problems I can't even finish them all.
好，但是你如果转个方向，
But if you change your direction of prayer,
先为万人祷告，
and you prayed for people,
打开你的心胸，
and open our hearts,
那最后你会发现说，其实我的问题不算什么问题啊。
Then you realize in the end that my problems are not as serious as I thought.
好，那到底要为万人祷告什么呢？
So what do we pray about?
好，在第二节这边说到要为君王和一切在位的要让他们要为他们祷告。
In verse 2 it tells us we have to pray for the kings and all who are in authority.
好，为君王就是说为这个国家的领导者。
To pray for the kings or to pray for the leaders of the country.
来为他们祷告，为什么呢？第二节说，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安、无事度日。
And why do we pray for them? Verse 2 continues to tell us that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
哦，所以我们活在这个世界上，要为这个世上的人和这个世上的领导者来祷告。
For us living in this world, we need to pray for the people of this world and also the leaders of this world.
哦，我们不是与世隔离的，我们心要出来，但是我们人还是住在这边。
We're not completely separate from the world because we need to physically live in the world.
好。那我们祷告什么？祷告要让这个国家的领导者有聪明智慧，好，来带领这个国家有秩序，啊，有平安。
And we pray that the leaders of the nations or of the world can have the wisdom and knowledge to lead that we can have peace.
好，使我们可以过着一个平安无事的生活。
So that we can live a peaceable life.
那重点不是说那我们就可以常常的。去享乐啊，去哪里玩啊，都过得很快活。重点不是这个。
And the main purpose of leading a peaceable life is not so that we can be well entertained and easily go travel.
重点是当有一个平安无事的没有什么天灾人祸的一个环境的时候呢，我们就可以更加没有拦阻的做好神所交付给我们的责任。
And the main focus and purpose is that under the circumstance that we have a quiet and peaceable life, we can do the things that God has instructed us without hindrance.
哦，也就是在一个平静的生活当中，在一个安全的环境当中，能够做好传福音的工作。
And that is to say, in a quiet life and in a safe environment, we can spread the gospel.
哦，所以在第四节第一个部分，他就说，神呢，愿意万人得救。
And therefore, the first part of the verse 4, it says, God desires all men to be saved.
这是神的意愿，愿意万人得救。
And this is God's desire. He desires that all men to be saved.
那在一个平安和平的社会当中呢，这是可以帮助推动福音的圣工。
In a quiet and peaceable society, we can help move this gospel.
哦，好像当时候保罗他们所在的的地区，他们可以算是比较没有战争的时候。
For example, in Paul's time where he was located, it was a place without much war.
哦，所以说他可以到处的来传福音，来做宣道的工作。
And therefore, he could travel all over to preach the gospel.
从这个地方到下一个地方，从耶路撒冷一直到安提阿，一直到以弗所。一直到罗马，他都可以畅行无阻。
And from Jerusalem all the way to Antioch to Ephesian and from Ephesus to Rome, he could travel.
哦，如果这当时候很多的战乱，很多的不平安，那他也可能没有办法把福音的工作推广到这么远的地方。
If there was great unrest in the areas, then he will not be able to preach the gospel to all these areas.
所以我们要祈求有一个平安安定的生活。
Therefore, we have to pray for a quiet and peaceable life.
为了就是能够推动福音的工作。
And the purpose is so that we can spread the gospel.
因为在启示录里面有预言。
Because there's a prophecy in
Revelation. 将来有大逼迫、大灾难来的时候呢，就没有办法再做传福音的工作了。
That when the great persecution comes, we will not be able to spread the gospel.
哦，所以这个是我们的祷告，就是要为众人祷告。
And this is our prayer that first of all we pray for all men.
就是不要自私啊，不要只顾自己。
And it tells us not to be selfish that we don't only pray for ourselves.
我们要让人因我们得福，要为他们祷告，为他们的平安祷告。
And we have to allow others to be blessed through us, and we have to pray for their peace.
为我们加拿大的领导者祷告，
And pray for the leaders of our country.
使我们继续能够在这边有安定的生活，能够敬虔的传福音。
So that we can continue to have a peaceful life and continue to spread the gospel.
好，那所以说我们在那第二个部分有祷告了吗？那我们聚会第二个部分就是讲道。
And since we have covered prayer, the second portion of service is the sermon.
那讲道的内容是什么？
And what is the content of the sermon?
你看第四节，他说愿意万人得救。那要怎么得救呢？就是要借着明白真道。
And in verse 4, God desires all men to be saved, and they have to come to the knowledge of the truth.
所以我们讲到的内容其实很简单。
And so the content of a sermon is very simple.
要让人明白的福音其实没有那么复杂。
It is not so complicated to preach what is in the gospel.
就是什么？
And what is this?
第五节。
Verse 5.
好，第五节说到，因为什么？只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, that man Christ Jesus.
好，第六节，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这事必证明出来。
Verse 6, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
这就是神愿意万人在和平当中，在好的环境当中都能够来听到的真理。
And this is the truth that God desires all men in this quiet and peaceable life to come to know this truth.
就是知道有一位神。
And that is to know that there is one God.
这一位神不是只是敬拜他人的神啊，不是只是基督徒的神啊。
And this God is not only the God of Christians.
这一位神是万人，所有只要是一个人，这位神就是他的神啊，因为他是创造万人的神。
And this God is God over all men because God created all men.
他也是把生命气息赐给万人的神。
And it is the God that breathes life into all men.
好，所以说明白这个真道就是要明白说有一位神。
So to know the truth means to know there is one God.
而且这一位神跟人中间呢有一位中保。
And to know that there is one mediator between God and men.
哦，这个中保就是要来帮助人和神，帮助两方面的关系能够和好。
And this mediator is to help the relationship between the two parties.
因为人跟神的关系一开始是好的，但是因为人的不顺从变成了不好。
Men and God originally had a good relationship, but because of men's disobedience, that relationship was destroyed.
哦，那因为人跟神的关系不好，所以一定要，也只有借着这一个中保，我们人才能够跟神的关系和好。
And because the relationship been destroyed, we need this mediator to reconcile this relationship.
好，那这个中保这边讲到就是耶稣基督。
And it tells us here this mediator is Christ Jesus.
那讲到说，到底主耶稣怎么让人跟神和好呢？
And how did Lord Jesus allow men to be reconciled with
God? 就是舍了自己做万人的赎价。
He gave himself up for a ransom for all to be testified in
due time. 借着死在十字架上，在十字架上的死流出宝血，那借着洗礼能够洗去我们的罪。
By his death on the cross, he shed his precious blood, and through the holy baptism, we can be washed of our sins.
那保罗就说，我为此，就是为了这个真理，为了这个福音，特派作为传道，要去传讲这个真道。
And Paul had said for this truth and for this gospel that he was appointed to be a preacher and apostle.
来教导人相信。
To instruct the people to believe.
好，所以今天我们教会讲的最基本的最中心的道理就是要来讲主耶稣他是中保，有一位神，那有一位主耶稣，然后借着主耶稣的赎价就是死，我们能够与神和好。
So the most important truth we need to preach in our church is that there is one God and there is one mediator, and through Lord Jesus Christ the mediator, our sins can be washed.
好，所以借着讲道来听的人要明白这个道理。
And by teaching this truth, those who are listening can understand this truth.
那听到的人，已经明白的人呢，他要有一个使命感，我要把这个福音来把它传扬得更加广阔。
And those who have heard the truth, they need to have a determination that we want to spread the truth even further out.
这个是我们聚会的一个很重要的目的。
This is a very important purpose for our service.
哦，你说第三节说这个是好的，这个在神面前是可悦纳的。
And in verse 3 it tells us, for this is good and acceptable.
神要我们聚会，就是在聚会当中借着祷告来思考，来看到自己对万人的责任。
And God wants us to hold service and worship so that through service and prayer, we can understand our responsibility to all men.
祈求让他们有一个平安的生活。
And that is to pray that all men will have a quiet and peaceable
life. 然后我们要将这个福音传给他。
And then we will preach this gospel to them.
哦，为什么要有这个使命感？
Why must we have this determination?
今天很多人觉得说，我只要信耶稣就好了。
Many people today believe, I just need to believe in Jesus.
好，我有主耶稣就好了，我不需要教会。
That all I need is Lord Jesus, I don't need the church.
好，或者只是我做得好就好了。
Or they may think that as long as I have good deeds, then that is good enough.
甚至有些我们自己教会的人也有这样子的想法。
And even some members of our own church have such thoughts.
好，一个人，我们不能够去论断别人，所以别人到底会不会得救，我们不知道。
We cannot judge another, and therefore we cannot determine whether or not a person will be saved.
但是我们要明白这个真道。
But we have to know the truth.
主耶稣说，主耶稣这边有都是一啊，一位神，一位中保。
And everything here is a singular term. There is one God and one mediator.
我们请看约翰福音。
Let us turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音十四章
Gospel of John chapter 14
十四章第六节
Chapter 14 verse 6
约翰福音第十四章第六节
Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 6
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去
Verse 6 Jesus said to him I am the way the truth and the life no one comes to the father except through me
好，主耶稣在这边讲得非常的清楚，他就是那个道路。
And Lord Jesus made it very clear that He is the way.
如果没有借着主耶稣基督的这条道路，没有人能够到父那里去。
If not by this path of Lord Jesus, no one can come to the Father.
他就是这个中保，没有如果不是借着主耶稣，没有人能够靠着自己跟天上的神来和好。
And he is the mediator, and no one can, by his own power, be reconciled with God.
那神也是借着这个主耶稣、这个道路、这个中保来与人和好。
And God also is reconciled with men through this mediator, through this Lord Jesus.
这一条道路是神所开的。
And this way was opened by God.
那圣经告诉我们是唯一的道路。
The Bible tells us this is the only way.
那这条道路是什么呢？
And what is this way?
我们请看。希伯来书
Let us turn the book of Hebrews
希伯来书第十章
Let's turn the book of Hebrews chapter 10
希伯来书十章二十节
Hebrews 10 verse 20
希伯来书十章二十节
Hebrews 10 verse
20是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路从幔子经过这幔子就是他的身体
20 by a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
哦，这边讲得非常的清楚，这一条道路通往至圣所，就是神所在的道路，就是耶稣基督的身体。
And here it tells us very clearly that this way that leads us to be reconciled with God is the flesh of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣说，若不是借着我的身体，我的这条道路，没有人能够到神那里去。
And therefore, Lord Jesus said that no one goes to the Father except through me.
好，那要怎么样成为这个身体的一个部分呢？
And how do you become a part of this body?
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
十二章第十三节。
Verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
第十三节
Verse 13
我们不拘是犹太人是希腊人是为奴的是自主的都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体隐于一位圣灵
13, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit.
好, 好，所以在这边告诉我们说，不论是犹太人、希腊人，就是不管是什么人种。
Here it says whether Jews or Greeks means no matter what race or culture we're from.
哦，是为奴的，是自主的，就是不管你在社会的地位，你的经济状况是怎么样。
And whether slaves or free, it means that regardless of our status in society, regardless of our wealth,
都是从一位圣灵借着受洗呢，成为了一个身体。
That we have all been baptized by one spirit into one body.
哦，所以借着洗礼洗去我们的罪。我们本来与神无份的，在洗礼之后，就是被主耶稣的宝血所赎，他付了这个赎价，成为了耶稣身体的一个部分。
And for us who had no part in the body, we can be baptized into this blood, by which Lord Jesus has paid the ransom, and we can become this one body.
这一个就是神愿意众人万人所明白的真道。
And this is the truth that God desires all men to understand.
今天我们在这边。
And today we're here.
好，想说我已经走在这条路上了。
We may think that I've already found the path.
啊，我安全了。
I'm very safe.
这个是保罗今天要提醒我们的。
And this is what Paul reminds us today.
不要自私。
We cannot be selfish.
不要想说，哎，我走在这个上面就好了。
We cannot just think I am on the right path and that is good
enough. 首先要为万人祷告。
Because first of all, we need to pray for all men.
要在万人身上看到你的责任。
And we have to see our responsibility of
them. 今天神将这个福音，将这个真理交给我们。
Today God gave us this truth and gospel.
是要万人借着我们来得到这个永生的福分。
It is so that all men will be blessed and have eternal life through us.
好，所以借着常常的思考这一个福音。
So as we ponder over this truth.
我们要发起爱人灵魂，要把这个福音传扬出去的心态。
We have to foster a heart that have the zeal to preach to others.
过去的几个礼拜当中
，In the past couple of weeks,
我们每次在做正道分享的时候，我们总是以传福音为主题。
In our sermons, we centralized around evangelism.
因为这正是神所选召我们的目的。
Because this is the purpose. For God choosing us.
要把这个得救的真道借着我们来传给别人。
That through us, we can spread the gospel of the salvation.
好，那这个是我们聚会的一个重点。
This is the main purpose of our service.
那，所以聚会要是一个敬虔的聚会，当然就是它的方向是正确的。
And for a service to have godliness, of course, we need to have the right direction.
不管他的祷告，不管是在他的讲道，都是为了这个真理扎根在我们的心里，以及这个真理的传扬来做的一个方向。
Whether for in direction of prayer or direction of the sermon, it needs to be for the purpose of rooting the truth in our hearts.
但是一个聚会的人，哦，所以刚刚讲的是教会的方面，但是一个聚会的人个人方面要怎么样能够得到这个造就呢？
And as the member of a congregation listening to the sermon, how can we be edified?
哦，教会要往着这个方向来推动。
And the church needs to progress in this way.
但是很多时候感觉信徒推不动啊。
But sometimes we feel like the members cannot push it in this way.
哦，或者信徒没有办法参与。
Or sometimes we feel like we cannot participate.
所以这边保罗在给我们的弟兄姐妹做了很好的勉励。
And so here Paul encourages.
我们看回来提摩太前书。
Let's turn back to 1 Timothy.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
好，从第八节到十五节。
From verse 8 to 15.
好，这边讲到了教会中的聚会的人啊，就是两种嘛，一种就是男人，一种就是女人。
And there are two types of people who are in the church, and that is the men and the women.
好，那对男人就是对弟兄，那对女人对姐妹啊，保罗有啊一些些许不一样的一个勉励。
And to the men, to the brothers, Paul have a different encouragement as to the sisters, the women.
先来讲男人哈。
And let's start with the men.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
好，这边说到男人啊，保罗愿男人无愤怒，无争论。
And here Paul says that I desire men to be without wrath and doubting.
那这边说到随处祷告呢？ 这个祷告其实就是一个与神的交流，与对神的敬拜。
And he desires that for men to pray everywhere, and this prayer is a interaction with God.
好，所以说要跟神敬拜，要跟神来做这个敬拜的动作呢，对男人来说，首先要怎么样？无愤怒，无争论。
And so to have a godly service, the very first thing for men is to not have wrath or doubt.
好，因为这些愤怒跟争论呢，会阻碍你对神的一个敬拜。
Because both of these will hinder our worship of God.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
三章第七节。
Verse 7.
好，三章七节，好，你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together with the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
好，所以在这边说到，在什么事情上会让我们对神的敬拜、对神的祷告有阻碍呢？
And here it tells us what can put hindrance in our prayer.
就是跟自己的配偶关系不好。
And that is when we have a foul relationship with our spouse.
好，所以讲到说，男人你不要有愤怒，不要有争论的时候。
So when it says men do not have wrath or do not have dissension.
其实最先就是跟自己的配偶不要有愤怒，不要有争论。
It's first and foremost do not have wrath and dissension with your spouse.
跟自己的家人、跟自己的儿女、跟自己的父母，不要有愤怒，不要有争论。
And do not have wrath with your family and your parents.
那当然延伸到对跟在跟教会的弟兄姐妹不要有愤怒，不要有争论。
And of course, this also extends to the brothers and sisters.
这个特别是对丈夫、对弟兄所做的勉励。
And this is an encouragement specifically tailored for the brothers.
哦，不是说姐妹就可以有愤怒就没关系啊，或者争论就没关系。
It doesn't mean that it's okay for sisters to hold wrath or dissension.
也不是说姐妹就比较不会。
Or does it mean that sisters are less likely to have?
但是这里所讲到的是男人跟女人做弟兄跟姐妹的一个本分。
And here this tells about the basic duties of the brothers and sisters.
无愤怒无争论是男人的责任。
And no wrath and doubting is the responsibility of men.
首先他自己要跟家人要有好的相处。
And first of all, he needs to have a good relationship with his family.
好，然后。他能够带领自己的家庭跟其他的家庭有一个好的和睦。
Then he can lead his family and other families to have a very peaceable relationship.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
第五章主耶稣在这边讲了一个教导哈。
And here Lord Jesus spoke a teaching.
马太福音五章的二十三节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 verse 23.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起弟兄向你怀怨，二十四节。
24.
就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。好，这边。
23. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
主耶稣讲了这边一样的道理。
And here, Lord Jesus spoke the same truth.
你要跟神献礼物，就是要向神做出敬拜的一个动作，要跟神建立好关系。之前，你要先怎么样？与你的弟兄和好。
That if we're bringing a gift to the altar and we're trying to build a relationship with God, the first and foremost thing we need to do is have a good relationship with our brothers.
要先把你与人的关系处理好了，来敬拜神，这样子的一个敬拜，这样子的一个聚会，才能够对你产生出比较大的一个造就。
And only when we have taken care of the relationship between men, then we can have a better...or more edifying service.
再讲一次，不是说姐妹就不会有争论。
And it is not that sisters will not have dissension or disputes.
反而有时候姐妹的争论可能更加的大。
And sometimes there may be even more serious disputes among the sisters.
但是这里讲到的是一个弟兄的责任。
But here it talks about the responsibility of brothers.
做家里的头。
As the head of a family.
首先你要照顾好你自己跟配偶的关系。
You need to first manage the relationship between you and your spouse.
其次你要带领你的家人，如果你的家人跟其他的 弟兄姐妹或者外面的人或者家其他的家人当中有一些争吵，好像自己的配偶跟自己的父母。
And secondly, you need to lead your family in if they have disputes with other families.
或者是自己家里的人，好像自己的配偶跟自己的父母。
Or even whether you're in your family, for example, your spouse and your parents.
或者自己的配偶跟自己的小孩。
Or your spouse and your children.
不管是谁跟谁，都是落在男人上面的责任。
No matter where this relationship is, that is the responsibility of men.
那其实神给男人这个责任，我想神也有帮助男人。
And...Even though God gives responsibility to men, I believe God has helped men to do this.
我们发现要让两个姐妹和好，跟两个弟兄和好，在两个弟兄和好会比较简单一些啊。
And we have found that it is easier for two brothers to come to agreement than for two sisters.
可能两个弟兄吵一吵，如果是只是两个弟兄了，没有其他人，就是两个弟兄吵一吵，可能过一下子一阵子，他们自然就好了。
And if two brothers were in a dispute, maybe after a certain period of time, they would have forgotten and have reconciled.
那自己再努力一下，或者更快就可以和好。
And if they put a little more effort in, maybe they'll be reconciled quicker.
哦，但是如果是两个姐妹，有时候你就在教会里面看不到另外一个，或者另外两个都不来了。
But if it was a dispute between two sisters, you might not see one in the church anymore.
哦，所以这个责任是给弟兄。
And so this responsibility is given to the brothers.
如果你的妻子、你的配偶跟其他的人有争吵，
if your spouse have a dispute with anybody else,
这个是弟兄的责任。
This is the responsibility of the brother.
他首先要跟自己的配偶有一个好关系。
The brother needs to have a good relationship with his spouse.
然后带领自己的家人要去跟别人也要有好关系。
And then lead his family in maintaining a good relationship with others.
这个是弟兄的责任。
This is the responsibility of the brothers.
好，我们再来看这个。那这边说到要举起圣洁的手来随处祷告。
And here it says they're to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands.
好，我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn the book of Hebrews.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章。十四节。
Verse 14.
好，十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
好，能够男一个弟兄要怎么样能够在聚会当中得到真正的造就呢？
How can a brother be truly edified in a service?
在聚会当中得到真正的一个敬拜呢？
And to have true worship during a service.
追求圣洁和众人的和睦。
Is to pursue peace with all people and holiness.
那一个弟兄能够追求圣洁、众人的和睦，你来到教会聚会，你就哇，看到神了。
If a brother can pursue peace with all people and have holiness, then when you come to service, then you will really see God.
啊，体会到神了。
You can feel God.
这样子，你聚会就会非常的有感触。
And you can have a very meaningful service.
你这样子，你的敬拜会非常的喜乐。
And you will have joy in your service.
好，这个是对弟兄的勉励。
And these are the encouragement for brothers.
我们看回来哥林多前书，提摩太前书二章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
那这边再来是对姐妹的勉励。
And here next are the encouragement for the sisters.
从九节到十五节。
From 9 to 15.
好，有两个部分的勉励。
There are two sections.
第一个是在勉励姐妹她们的装饰，就是注意的地方。
And first is to encourage sisters in their adornment.
那第二部分呢，是勉励姐妹她们所扮演的角色。
And the second portion is to encourage them in the role that they play.
好，首先讲到姐妹的装饰。
And first, it talks about adornment.
哦，就是说不要以外表这些编法、黄金、珍珠和贵价的衣裳为装饰。
And first, it says that women should not adorn themselves in modest apparel, but with propriety, moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls.
对重要、对装饰来说，也不是说你就随便或者是邋遢。他说怎么样，以正派的衣裳为装饰。
It doesn't mean that they could be sloppy or casual, but to adorn ourselves with propriety and moderation.
好，看重的不是这个外表的装饰。
And what they emphasize on is not the superficial adornment.
更重要的是内在的一个美德。
And what is more important is the virtues on the inside.
我们看箴言。
Let us turn to Proverbs.
箴言的三十一章。
Proverbs 31.
三十一章的三十节。
Chapter 31, verse 30.
箴言三十一章三十节。
Proverbs 31 verse 30.
艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，唯独敬为敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
Charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
好，所以圣经里面教导我们，我想要什么叫做真正的美啊？
The Bible teaches us what is true beauty.
好，我想姐妹都有爱美的天性，我们弟兄也是有了，但是姐妹更多一点。
And most sisters have the nature to want to adorn themselves.
好。那圣经教导我们要追求什么样子的美？
But the Bible tells us what kind of beauty to pursue.
而且什么样子的美是在属神的团体里面被看重的？
And what kind of beauty is emphasized and valued in a Christian environment?
更重要的是被主所看重。
And more importantly, one that is liked by God.
我们请看彼得前书。
Let us turn to 1 Peter.
三章。
Chapter 3.
这边讲的也是差不多一样。
And here it says similar things.
三节到四节。
Verse 3 to 4.
你们不要以外面的编头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰。第四节。
Verse 4.
只要以里面存着长久、温柔、安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。
3. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, which the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God.
好，很多在社会上的妇女，可能她们用名贵的装饰，用特别的一个去美容院啊，做指甲啊，包包啊，要来想要得到别人的一个尊重。
And many women's society would go through different salons and do their nails or have different handbags as a way to gain respect.
好，但是在神的团体里面不是这样子。
But in the church of God, it's not like this.
我们所看重的是内在的品德。
And what they emphasize on is the hidden beauty.
也不是说 hidden 啊，就是内在从里面而发出来的。
And it is
这些温柔啊，安静啊，这个都是装饰。装饰就是人家可以感受得到。
And these are the things that come from the heart.
对，这在神面前是极为宝贵的。
And these are precious in the sight of God.
好，所以说教会其实也是一个属灵的美容院啊。
The church is actually a spiritual salon.
在属灵的追求上，让我们更加在这些品德上温柔安静，这些属灵的品德上更加有装饰，那我们在主看来就更加的美。
So that we can learn to adorn ourselves with these virtues and these kind of beauties that is precious in the sight of God.
这个是保罗对姐妹所爱美的一个勉励啊，这个是好的，但是你要找到正确的方向。
And this is an encouragement from Paul to the sisters on how to adorn themselves.
好，再来讲到姐妹的角色。
And then talks about the roles that the sisters play.
我们看回来提摩太前书二章。
Let us turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2.
好，十一和十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
这边说到女人要沉静学道，一味的顺服。十二。我不许女人讲道，也不许她管辖男人，只要沉静。好，这边连续两次讲到沉静。
And here twice it mentions silence.
那这个沉静呢，不代表说是不可以，完全不可以出声音。
And the silence does not mean that they cannot utter a sound.
而是说要安静，不要发出不必要的声音。
But it means that the sister need to be quiet and not to utter unnecessary things.
因为对妇女来说，可能对姐妹来说，可能比较一个比较难的地方是不要说长论短的事情。
And
说长道短，好管闲事。
And one of the weaknesses of some sisters is that they are likely gossip.
对对对 ，gossip 就好了。好，当然弟兄也是会，不是不会。
And even though brothers will do it as well, it's not.
但是保罗这边特别提出姐妹要提醒的地方、注意的地方，就是在这个地方要特别勒住自己的舌头。
But here, Paul encourages and reminds sisters that in this aspect, we need to control our tongue.
好，那这边说到不许女人讲道。
And here it says that I do not permit a woman to teach.
那其实对英文的话，它最主要是说教导。
And it's specific to teaching.
好，那这边说到不许，也不许她管辖男人，就是说，她这个教导呢，不是说要是看对象。要看他教导的对象是谁，不是说完全都不可以教。当然，一个女人，一个姐妹，她要教导她的孩子，这个是正确的。
And to not teach, there is a particular audience. Of course, if a sister need to teach her children, that is correct.
而是这个是在说夫妻的关系当中。
But this is pertaining to the relationship between husband and wife.
好，一个女人不要来管辖男人，好像在教小孩的这样子来教她的先生。
And a woman is not to teach or have authority over a man, over her husband, and to teach him like a child.
好，这个是保罗特别提醒在夫妻的角色当中姐妹要特别注意的。
And this is a reminder from Paul that in the relationship of husband and wife, the sister needs to be very aware.
好，当然可能这个姐妹她很好属灵的修养，也有很多属灵美好的知识。
Maybe one particular sister is very well spiritually cultivated or very good knowledge.
好，但是在这一个婚姻的关系当中，姐妹做妻子的是做扶持帮助的角色。
But in this marriage, the sister plays the role of support.
扶持先生，帮助先生，让先生能够有属灵美好的成长。
And is to support and help the husband so the husband can have a strong spiritual growth.
而不是用教导，好像在教导甚至训话的这样子的一个方式。
And is not to use the voice of teaching or rebuking.
好，这是一个男女配合的一个好的模式。
And this is a good model of how men and women can collaborate.
那男人呢，他所重要的是他的责任。
And what men need to remember is the responsibility.
好，所以保罗最后面他讲到了亚当和夏娃的一个例子。
And here Paul talks about an example of Adam and Eve.
他说：“你看，这个女人要带领、要教的时候，她把这个家带往了不好的方向。”
And it is an example that when this woman ended up leading the family, it led the family to destruction.
不是说男人带一定就会带好的方向。
And it's not saying that if men lead, then it will be in the right direction.
好，但是这边说到是不是亚当被引诱，而是夏娃先被引诱。
But here it points out that it wasn't Adam who was tempted, but it was Eve who was deceived.
就是因为夏娃要来带领。
Because Eve wanted to lead.
好，但是亚当他也没有阻止啊。
But Adam did not stop her.
夏娃给他，他就吃了。
And when Eve gave him the fruit, Adam ate of it. 那
最后是什么？最后是男人要承担这个责任。
And in the end, the men must take up the responsibility.
虽然是自己的妻子他所做出的一个方向。
And even though he was just following the direction of the spouse.
但是不是说女人要背最大的责任，男人要背最大的责任。
But in the end, the men must take up the bulk of the responsibility.
所以这是在主里的一个婚姻，一个家庭应该有的一个相处模式。
And this is a model of the relationship of husband and wife that we should have in Christ.
所以在聚会的人、聚会的男女、聚会的弟兄姐妹都能够这样子从弟兄里面无争端、无愤怒，到姐妹他们的装饰以及都男女方面他们的角色都做得很好的时候。
And if in the congregation the brothers can hold up the responsibility and sister are watchful of their adornment and the roles that they play.
加上教会带领福音工作推动方面的一个正确方向。
And the church is pursuing the spreading of the gospel in the right direction.
这样子我们所花这么多时间来聚会就不是就会让我们觉得说有得到美好的造就。
Then when we spend this much time in service, we'll be greatly edified.
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
186首。
186。
我昔时心贪爱，数十千百夫，甘心逐迷途。做罪恶奴仆。 方，美哉恩无边，引导我回家乡，我家乃在天，我家乃在天，我家乃在天，安居此为客旅，我家乃在天。蒙耶稣拯救我，赏赐大恩惠，差圣灵感化我，帮助有盼望。主教训来存全，应许也坚决，带领我回家乡，我家乃在天，我家乃在天，我家乃在天，占据此为客旅，我家乃在天。虽站在这旷野，路途很难行，但靠着大能手，焕然奔天城。往背后，往标杆，努力直向前。快到了我家乡，我家乃在天。我家乃在天，我家乃在天，占据此为客旅，我家乃在天。同心跪下祷告。
And please pray in kind of word.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
感谢主，我们早上聚会到此。
I thank God, our morning service ends here.
请稍坐，请负责人做报告。
Please remain seated for a few announcements.
奉主耶稣圣名做报告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I make a few announcements.
第一件事情就是感谢神，让我们又有遇到买会堂的机会。
And the first thing is, we thank God that we have come, up with this opportunity again to purchase a chapel.
刚刚的礼拜天，我们的realtor Leticia 有发现在 Bridgeland 那边有一间教会在卖。
So last Sunday, our realtor sister Leticia found out an opportunity in Bridgeland.
这间教会是在 Bridgeland， 就是大概来。离downtown几分钟的时间距离。
So the church is located in Bridgeland, only a few minutes away from downtown area.
这会堂是1.35, 它的listing price is 1.35.
So the listing price of this item was 1.35 million.
所以有两层，一层大概1700尺左右。
There are two stories and one
是一层在 basement。
So there's one floor and a basement. So each floor is about 1,700.
So 总共面积大概3,400.
So 3,400 square feet.
它旁边还有一个房子。
And next to the chapel, there's a house.
他们在卖50万。
They are selling it for 500,000.
那个房子大概是900尺一层左右。
The surface area is about 900 square feet per floor.
对，也是有 basement.
So there's also a basement.
所以总共价钱是1.85万。
The total price is 1.85 million.
所以我们church building committee 还有 church council 星期天有去看。
So the church building committee and church council went to view the place.
大家看完之后，他同意可以觉得这个教会不错。
And everyone agreed that it was a very good place.
所以我们之后就跟他讲价，跟他给他个 offer， 就1.8，就是买了那个会堂还有旁边的房子。
So,
180万。
So we made an offer of 1.8 million.
所以他们也同意接受。
And they accepted it.
所以我们下 condition 的 offer 的时候，有说到要经过 EGM 同意，还有我们的 financing approve.
So when we made the offer, we made sure that we have to go through the EGM and also financial approval.
所以我们的就决church council决定我们。希望下个礼拜天，上个礼拜六3点下午举开这个 EGM 来决定要不要去买这个会堂。
So, the CC and intends for to hold EGM next Saturday at 3 p.m.
所以我们也有请的弟兄啊，在明天啊安排一个 viewing， 所以啊欢迎信徒去看一看哪个会堂。
So tomorrow, Sister Leticia has arranged for us to go and view the church.
所以这个会堂的地址我们已经在放在 counter 上面，所以信徒等一下可以去拿一下。
There, the address of this church is printed and put on the counter. You can please feel free to take one.
这个 viewing 的 time 是明天下午的4点钟。
So tomorrow at 4 p.m. you can view the church.
我们是鼓励信徒今天可以抽空去参加一下，然后下个礼拜六大家可以做一个决定。
So I encourage everyone to go and view the church. So next Saturday we can make a decision.
那我们也请信徒下个礼拜尽可能来参加这个 EGM， 来让大家来决定来做这个决定。
And we also encourage everyone to attend service next Saturday, so we can all be here to make the decision.
如果不能来的话，请也可以把 proxy form 来一下，我们有准备一些 proxy form 在 counter 上面。不能来的就请把这个 proxy 在开会之前交回给 church council。
If you cannot make it next week, please take a proxy form and fill it and give it back to the church council.
明天的 viewing 有一点要注意的事项，就是他们那边是有一个在最后是有一个 altar 的地方，它是不能人家进去的。
So tomorrow, during the viewing, please pay attention to this point, which is do not set foot on the altar area.
会堂的时候也要把鞋子脱掉。
And when you enter into the chapel, please also remove your footwear.
所以如果有小孩子的话，就请留意一下不要让小孩子跑到他们不可以进去的地方。
So if you have children, please watch them so they don't set foot into the area that they're not supposed to go.
所以有什么问题的话也可以中午的时候可以问 Church Council 或是 Leticia 或是 Building Committee 也可以。
If you have any questions, please feel free to ask the Church Council or Sister Leticia or the Building Committee.
第二件事情就是我们下个礼拜有灵恩布道会。
So the second item is next week we will have the ESSC.
中间会有一个是见证会。
So there will be a testimony session.
所以这一次的主题是顺信主蒙福。
And this time the theme is blessing. Believe in Jesus and receive blessings.
所以传道有鼓励大家，如果有见证或者有信主经过的见证，可以报名来做见证。
So the preacher is encouraging everyone. If you have any testimonies about how you came to believe in Jesus, please sign up.
所以报名可以跟传道或者跟执会来报名也可以。
You can let the preacher know or let the CC know.
执会也准备了一些布道会的传单，可以让信徒来发给朋友。
And the church council also prepared some invitation cards so that you can give them to your friends.
我们是鼓励每个信徒最少希望可以派给一个你的拿一份回去派给你一位朋友，邀请他来参加。
It is encouraged that each one of us give at least one invitation card. To a friend.
就是传单也是放在 counter 上面。
So the flyers or the invitation cards are on the counter as well.
那下个礼拜因为我们有 EGM 的关系，所以本来是布道会灵恩布道会之前的清洁，可能就要改为礼拜天的下午。
So originally next week we have scheduled a cleanup before ESSC, but because we're holding an EGM, so the cleanup is changed.To Sunday.
所以总务有请小弟报告，就是下个礼拜天下午2点钟，如果有兴趣帮忙清洁的弟兄姐妹，可以在2点钟在教会集合，是下个礼拜天。
So next Sunday, if you are willing to come participate in the cleanup, it is at 2 p.m. on next Sunday.
再来就是我们收到两种的信，就说。他们在英国将会举开一个文宣的讲座。
So we've received a letter from the IA that they will hold a literary ministry seminar in the UK.
详情我们会放在报告栏上。
And the information will be posted on the bulletin board.
再来就是林总也发一封信说他们有最近开通一个给悟道朋友参加的网上课程。
And the IA also informed us that they have opened a class for truth seeking friends online.
那详情我们也放在布格兰上人信徒可以留意一下。
We'll also post this information on the bulletin board. You can take a look.
报告就到这里。我们等一下下午，我们这是每个礼拜，这个月的每个礼拜中午也有祷告会，所以吃完饭的话，欢迎信徒下来为这马教会还有灵恩布道会的事情来祷告。
So after lunch, we will have a special prayer for our ESSC. So we welcome you to come join after you eat.
最后我们来请Sister Yun 来接班。
Sister Yun, please say grace.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for guiding us through the week, that we can come to your house to worship and praise you.
感谢主带领我们度过平安的一个礼拜，让我们可以聚集在这里敬拜你。
We pray and ask you to continue to guide us to pursue peace and holiness in our service and in our daily life.
我们求你继续带领我们，让我们可以追求平安与圣洁在我们的每一天的生活当中。
We are about to partake the love meal that the brothers and sisters have prepared for us.
我们现在要享用弟兄姐妹为我们准备的爱餐。
Please bless those brothers and sisters who have prepared the meal for us.
求你祝福弟兄姐妹。为我们准备爱餐的弟兄姐妹。
May the glory be unto your name.
愿一切荣耀都归于你的名。
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.